This is Rabbi Nassan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, April 12th, 2024. We will finish Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b. It is the third section. It is the blue text. So again, we're in the middle of investigating our witnesses, and we said to them, why had you see the moon? Because that's really, you want to see the position of the moon, where it is, etc., right? So yesterday we said, is it before the sun? Is it after the sun? Is it in the north? Was it in the south? How high was it lying? How you know to which direction was it pointing? How wide is the moon, right, that you're seeing? All those questions, trying to ascertain the position, the shape, to figure out whether they saw correctly and whether this indeed is, even if they saw correctly, if this is what the indication that really is a new moon. So, imam alifnei achama, if they said it was before the sun, lo amar klum, that's a big fat zero. Ve'achar kach machnis nesasheni. Right, then they bring the second witness from that first pair, both genoso, and they check that guy. Im nimtzu divrei mechuvanim, if the two witnesses, right, have mechuvanim, means they're saying the same thing, so they both check out, right, as we would say. So then I do san kayemet, right? Then their testimony is established and we have a new moon. Now, what do you do about all the rest of the people who came? So sha'ar kol hazugos, all which are now really unnecessary, but all the other pairs that came, shol and some roshe dvarim, right? They ask them, right? Roshe dvarim means like general, they'll ask them general questions about the moon. They don't have to go into every particular detail because they already have the testimony. And the Gemara, again, the Mishnah, we're still in this long Mishnah, right? Lo shayutzricha lahen. They didn't actually need anyone after the first set of witnesses was valid. They shouldn't go and leave all the press. Oh, I made it all the way here. They didn't even need me. They didn't even bother to interview me. Because we want them at some point, if we need them in the future, to have to come back. Right? So we want to make them feel good so they'll come back in the future. So the Gemara now says, wait a minute. We asked them, is it to the north, is it to the south? Is it before the moon, is it before the sun, after the sun? The Gemara says, hainu lifnei hachama, hainu litzvona, meaning in front of the sun is in the north, and hainu la'achar hachama, hainu lidroma. Right? Behind the sun, that's to the south. So what do we need? Both descriptions or both questions, they're the same thing. So Amar Abaye says, no, Pgimasa, here they call the concave, right, where the Pagum is where it's missing, right, when you see the moon, right, when you see the sliver of the moon, so then there's the fuller side and there's the side that looks empty because you're only seeing a sliver. Is that Lifnei Hacham, is that in front of the sun, or La'achar Hacham, or is that after the sun? Im Amar Lifnei Hacham, if they say it's before the sun, lo Amar Klum. It is an absolute zero. Now, how do you know that? Why is that true? They are assuming that the sun is never in that position, right? That the sun and the moon and it just never works out that way in the sky. The question now is, why did Hashem set it up that way? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "My dichsiv, Hamshel v'fachad imo." Right, Hamshel is rulership and Pachad is with him. Ose shalom bimromav. He likes to make peace in his mimromim, in the marom, in the skies, in the heavens. Right? So this setup of the moon and the sun is a question of peacemaking in the heavens. Ma'olam lo ra'asa chama p'gimasa shalavana. The chama, the sun, never saw, right? It's never facing, if you will, the concave side, the empty, the side of the moon, not also the, right, that same concave side of the rainbow. Right, why not? Pigimasa shalavana, right, shouldn't see the pigimalavana, the chal shadaite, right, because the poor moon, it's going to feel bad. It's going to feel bad that it's just a lousy moon when it sees the beautiful sun. Gimaso shokasya, why shouldn't it see the concave of the rainbow? The lo lemru of the hachama, but those people who worship the sun, right, shouldn't be emboldened in their sun worship. Exactly what they say, we'll see next week, but come back, join me then. This concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back, join me on Monday.